This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Sometimes Christians struggle to be honest and vulnerable with one another because we fear judgment. If you have ever made a mistake, you know that you need help more than you need criticism. Sometimes we forget that Christians and non-Christians both sin and need God's grace. The Bible has a good deal to say about how we treat others with dignity, even when they sin. First, we should humbly consider others as more important than ourselves. Next, we should think about how to spur each other on toward love and serving others. We are to admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all. How do we develop this habit of encouragement? Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, Galatians 6:6 teaches, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. What can we do to help others remember their worth in God's eyes, even when they've missed the mark? As we encourage someone who has fallen, let's be open about our own failures. Share scripture that focuses on the help of the Holy Spirit. Assure your friend that they can reach out to you when they feel tempted to sin, and you will gently remind them of alternative courses of action. Our lives are full of critics. Instead of adding to the criticism in someone else's life, let's be intentional with our encouragement today.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.